mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it's the 31st day of January 2005, last day of the first month of 05. Already a month has sped past us, and I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I want to give you a chance to respond to the so-called election in Iraq. Yesterday, I heard a former Reagan administration official on the radio talking about how it is not a real election, how there are hundreds of people who are already pre-appointed who are running unopposed. But our news continues to call it a free and open election. But I was shocked to hear a former Reagan administration official on the air saying it's fake, because it is. It's totally staged. And bigger than just the story of the staged election in Iraq is how our media can continue to put out the lie that it is an election. Well, now the war must be okay because the war was about having elections in Iraq. They never said the war was about elections in Iraq. It was about WMDs. But when those weren't found, they just turned it around and said, no, we're here to bring them freedom. That's what it was always about. It's an urban legend that we were here for weapons of mass destruction. That's a quote, by the way, by Rumsfeld. We went there to bring them elections. That's why we went. And they said, but excuse us, you said it was about weapons of mass destruction. No, I didn't. That's an urban legend. And you need to stop telling that lie. And so I'm a liberal. I'm a communist. If I don't say that Rumsfeld never said it was about weapons of mass destruction, that's now the mantra. Doesn't matter if I was on probably 100 radio talk shows debating neocons in the 6 months leading up to the war and then during the war when they didn't find the weapons of mass destruction in the last 2 years. Didn't matter if they'd been all over TV promoting it. It never happened. They never said it. And if you're against open borders, you're a liberal. And if you're against gun control, you're a liberal. And if you're against the free trade area of the Americas and the end of our sovereignty, you're a liberal. Well, then I guess I'm a liberal. And Joseph Stalin is a conservative. I want to go over the 14 defining characteristics of fascism. We covered this about a year ago, but now a flash animation, we have the audio of, it's being posted on Infowars.com, the video, tells it like it is, but also with an underlying false left propaganda seed. So I want to try to analyze that a little bit. And of course, as I said, go over the election and take your calls. And there's just so much other news. As if the national ID card legislation passed last month wasn't enough, now they've got more national ID card legislation to even make it worse, if that's possible. And just so much happening, so much going on. I trust you had a great weekend. I actually got 8 hours sleep last night that I hadn't had in months, and I feel so good. Went to bed about 1 o'clock, slept late until 9 o'clock this morning. And I feel like I've been rewarded or something, like I've died and gone to heaven. I may have to start repeating this 8-hour sleep thing. I think they got it figured out when they say you need 8 hours. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net. They're all freshly updated for you with a lot of new stuff. So check them out. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have wide open phones, your chance to talk about the staged election, and there's no other way to describe it, over in Iraq. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk about radio frequency identification devices and three new big developments, two of which will be broken here for the first time by Catherine Albrecht, who's an expert on this development. These are the tiny chips that are going into everything that will track and trace every purchase, every sale we make, everything we do as a society. But I want to get into this election in Iraq. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And again, folks, there was not an election in Iraq yesterday. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you're going, oh, this is some liberal I'm listening to. I don't believe in left and right. That is when we talk about real political issues. It's a diversion. It's a distraction. The Democrats in this country are voting more often with Bush than the Republican Party itself is. Just thought I'd cue you in on that. They love the war, they love the gun grabbing, they love the open borders, they love the NAFTA and the GATT and the Free Trade Area of the Americas, they love the national ID cards, they love the faith-based initiative to take over the churches with federal funds, Hillary's out promoting it, praising Bush, they love the forced psychological testing of all American school children, New Freedom Initiative. But what the neocon talk show hosts do, the liberals, as you call them, figured out how to take over. They just pose as conservatives, and you buy any amount of poison they schlep or they push on you. Any amount of societal toxin, as long as it's coated in a nice, phony, conservative sugar pill. There's 300-plus regional governors. They were all appointed a year and a half ago. Almost every one of them ran unopposed. The government admitted that no one was allowed to know who was running against them until Election Day. The polling places were secret. This is all admitted. And Bush comes out and says, well, we'll leave if they ask us to leave, but they know good and well the appointed puppets that were reelected resoundingly, except for a few stage poster childs yesterday. Oh, look, some opposition got in here and there in this backwater town where we allowed them to as a token. They know exactly what they're doing. And so the new appointed puppets who were then elected in the staged election say, oh, stay forever here. Now we're elected. Now we want you to take all the oil. Oh, boy. It's staged. It is staged. And I hear the neocons all over talk radio saying, if you say it's staged, you're an evil liberal that wants George Bush to fail. Well, having the same puppets that were appointed now be elected in this staged election isn't going to stop the violence, isn't going to stop our troops getting killed, isn't going to stop the roadside bombs, isn't going to stop any of it. Isn't going to stop the hemorrhaging of funds. $200 billion a year now, the cost of the Iraq war and the occupation. And the Democrats, you know, the leaders of the Democrats, the Liebermans and the Hillarys of the world are all for this war. So it isn't some left-right situation as they try to make it. Bush calls election a resounding success. President views it as a validation of his agenda to spread democracy. Kind of like our government spread freedom, installing Saddam in 79, or telling him to invade Iran and giving him tens of billions, or telling him, I'll go ahead and invade Kuwait. Yes, we're allies with you, April Gillespie told him in 1990, 6 days before he invaded. We're supposed to forget about all this, and then we go, oh, look at the UN, they're evil. Coughing out in sun, stealing oil money, and yes, he is. And so is Halliburton. So the liberals point at Halliburton and go, oh, you're evil, conservatives. And the conservatives point at the UN stealing and go, liberals, you're evil. And then each side can only see the corruption of the other side and can't get above it and see that it's all the same team. It's so frustrating to hear this debated. President Bush on Sunday hailed Iraq's election as a resounding success and a sign that Iraqis had rejected the extremist ideologies and terrorism that often have threatened to unravel both U.S. and Iraq. For the Bush administration, Iraq's election surpassed expectations and offered a rare moment of relief after 2 years of marked by intense debates at home and bitter international divide. The failure to find weapons of mass destruction, billions in mounting cost, and far more bloodshed than anticipated. Speaking from the White House 4 hours after the polls closed, President Bush interrupted the election as validation of his broader foreign policy agenda, the spread of liberty throughout the Islamic world, outlined in his second inaugural address, January 20th. The world is hearing the voice of freedom from the center of the Middle East, said Bush. In great numbers and under great risk, Iraqis have shown their commitment to democracy. Bush has made the democratization of Iraq the first step in his mission to transform the region. The administration hopes the election and the positive international response will elicit new cooperation on Iraq and the Arab-Israeli peace efforts. Folks, then after he gave the speech, he said this, Bush, election won't end violence in Iraq. Oh no, it's just gotten worse. President Bush cautioned that Iraq's elections will not put to end to terrorist violence, but insisted the vote till mark the beginning of peace. stability, prosperity, and justice for the troubled country. On the day before that, he said, tomorrow's election will add to the momentum of democracy, Bush said in using his weekly radio address Saturday. Meanwhile, Tony Blair had similar things to say. Blair hails Iraq election as a blow to global terrorism. Again, implying that Iraq was involved in 9/11. And still, 35% of Americans believe Saddam attacked us on 9/11. But when you look at supposed conservatives, that number is 70%. 70% believe that it was Saddam. Amazing. And most Americans who call themselves conservatives still believe weapons of mass destruction were found. Remember the hundreds of times they would claim they found a sarin shell or a different type of nerve gas bomb or mustard gas bomb, and then a day later in the back of the paper they'd say, oh, actually it wasn't. Remember photos of UN inspectors unscrewing the nose cones of rockets and sticking their noses in, and the headline, you know, checking for nerve gas. Yes, that's what you do. You unscrew the tip of it and stick your nose in. If you have any concern that it's nerve gas, you wear special suits. You have experts in there. You don't even touch it. You have special equipment that picks it up and puts it in a padded case, and it's taken to a special incinerator to be burned. You don't even check it. It's so dangerous. You do not unscrew the cap and stick your nose in it. They knew all along, ladies and gentlemen, Iraq was a Stone Age country after 12 years of sanctions. Back in 1991, when they did the bombardment, that destroyed it all. And we've got the video of the U.S.-marked sarin nerve gas artillery rounds, and our troops going, look, that's our stuff. Yeah, man, there's thousands of these. Wonder when we sold them this. Got the troops talking on tape. Then they're told, blow it up without protective gear, and they plant explosives on it, pull back a few miles, detonate it, and people all over the Middle East thought that a nuclear bomb had gone off, and they saw the video on TV of the huge mushroom cloud filled with chemical and biological weapons. All part of the freedom, of course, but there was your weapons of mass destruction called Camisea. U.S. stock indexes and futures gain on Iraq's election news. AT&T slips. This is out of Bloomberg Financial. When we come back, I want to take some of your calls and play this audio clip and also get into some other news. But again, I'd like to hear from you on the election. Security nominee gave advice to CIA on torture laws. We already told you that, but now it's in the New York Times. Mr. Chertoff. And if you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. This is on the London Telegraph. Meshes nicely with that Sacramento Bee article a couple weeks ago where they teach the 8th grade girls how to be prostitutes in the classes. Remember that? And when they got caught doing it, they just said, well, so what? We're going to go ahead with the teaching here in the class because this is a good job for them. Also, the Russians are coming. The FBI is concerned about Moscow's growing number of spies. What secrets are they looking for? And continuing, the occupational authority in Iraq has lost track of nearly $9 billion. That's nothing compared to the new number missing from the Pentagon. It was $1.2 trillion. It's now $2.4 trillion, CBS News. I meant to cover this last week, never got to it, but I do have the article here in front of me. I want to go over that for you as well. How do you lose track of $2.4 trillion? You wonder why the globalists want control of our government, to loot it. Lip implant tissue linked with mad cow disease. They found a goat with mad cow disease. Some new developments there for you. As I said, the 14 characteristics of fascista, or the fascism, and we will cover that as well. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are just two of the websites I'm Alex Jones, your host. Please stay with us.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
I see one of these articles now. Taser used on a woman in South Carolina nursing home. A police officer used a stun gun on a 75-year-old woman who became distraught when she could not locate a sick friend in a nursing home, according to an internal report. And it goes on to say she began crying and yelling, and this angered the officer, and so they shot her with it. Officer Hattie Jean Macon received a verbal warning. This is, at least this happened, and was required to attend a taser retraining course. How about she be fired? After the investigation found she acted prematurely when she used the 50,000-volt taser, according to the report released Thursday. And the woman didn't do anything, didn't touch anybody, was just crying and freaking out. That's what people do when their friends are sick. But see, now we're bad. So let's just taser you. Here's another one I want to go over. CIA refused to release Nazi papers. Wait till you hear the details of this one. Bilderberg Group plans spring scheming season. We're going to get Jim Tucker on about the Bilderberg Group. Davos, Switzerland. We'll tell you about the developments there with Bono and the rest of them sneaking around. And much more coming up. Plus, I want to go over some of the real evidence of this being a staged election in Iraq. But right now, let's go to your calls. Larry in Utah. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I heard you with George Norrie the other night, and you said some stuff about El Salvador. I was there from 75 to 79, sir, and you are right on. And I'd like a copy of that, what you said, to show my family, to stick it in the VA's face, because they lied to me, man.
Well, I was talking about government drug dealing.
Yeah, I know it, partner. I was a kicker on a C-130. You remember that movie in 1991 with Dennis Hopper? He was that big fat guy. You remember that movie? Double Cross was the name of it. You happen to remember that, sir?
I believe I do. Tell me more.
It was about Ali North and the Contra thing that was going on down there.
We were taking in medical supplies,
but it was rifles, grenade launchers, and we were dumping it off and hauling dope and people back. Yeah, I remember that like it yesterday. And I ain't slept since I heard you, partner. And you are right on. Our computers are down. I tried to get a hold of you on your website today. Our computers are all down up here.
I tell you, what you ought to do is email George Norrie and thank him for coming on. In fact, I wanted to...
And you missed one last night with Art Bell, partner. We are on the edge of Armageddon. He had a cat named Patrick Heron on there. And, man, if you get a hold of a copy of that, you ought to give that a listen, Hoss, because we're on the edge of it.
Well, describe for me what you were doing with the drugs.
I was what we call the kicker, man. I was in the back end of a 130. We'd come in about 20 feet off the deck, and we'd shove this shit off, and then we'd come down.
Listen, sir, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Look, people get very upset about what happens, and I have talked to hundreds of people who were down there unloading weapons, loading cocaine and heroin, mainly cocaine. And they get very upset about it, and we should be upset. This stuff is horrible. It's broken down our society. And that is what we talked about on the broadcast with George Norrie. We talked about it in great detail. But that was just one of the many things that we talked about. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Larry, because I was coming into break, and there was something I wanted to say, and I'd forgotten what it was, and it was that I wanted to say that I've been on dozens of national TV shows. I've been in studio 100 times in other people's broadcast studios, and no one has ever treated me as nice as George Norrie did. He is just such a gentleman, a really nice guy, and such a professional to watch him work. And he's such a gentleman, so nice to his callers, and he's just so nice to me, and has made me such a big part of the broadcast. And then he did Talk Fest the next day to, I don't know, a convention center with like 3,000 people in it that came to see him, and the standing ovation when he got up there, and then a standing ovation when he brought me up to spend about 30 minutes with him on the stage. And so just a great guy. And so thank George for me. It was just a great experience, and I really like the direction he's taken Coast to Coast AM. And he has so many great guests on, and it was a lot of fun doing it. And I'm glad that program touched you, Larry, but even if you get upset, you need to control yourself a little bit. All right, we'll come back and talk to a bunch of other callers, play this little 3 or 4 minute clip about the 14 markers of fascism, and we'll also get into all this other news that I just mentioned. But first, your calls on the other side of this quick break. And if you want to hear that interview I did with George, go to Coast to Coast AM.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Back live here, 33 minutes and 30 seconds into this first hour. Catherine Albrecht coming up to talk about those little tiny tracker chips they're putting in everything and three new big developments. Two of them she's going to break here on air coming up in just a few minutes. Not even on her website yet, so you don't want to miss it. We're posting it on Infowars.com. Before I go back to Andrew and Randy and Tony and Dion and others that are patiently holding, I want to encourage everybody out there who's online to get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a yearly subscription, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a monthly subscription. $5.95 a month, it just goes to pay for our bandwidth. All 11 of my films and my emergency release, so 12 films, 9/11 emergency release that you can't get on VHS or DVD. It's just there on the website only for members. I don't know, like 100 special TV reports I've done. I do one every week. Many weeks I do two. Special video reports with people like Dean Haglund from The X-Files, or I'm going to put up clips of myself with George Norrie and up on stage with him at TalkFest and taking the people's questions and going over the New World Order. just a, that's going up tomorrow. Dozens of other great films, a whole slew of e-books, my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Normally, a 300-page e-book's about $5. Oh, see, for the cost of $5.95 for a monthly subscription, you can go print both my book off, Paul Watson's book off. You can burn copies on the CD, all my films. You could do whatever. I just want to get the information out to people. There's just so much on the site. It's ridiculous. It's the best deal out there, prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv. Or if you want hard copies on DVD or VHS of a bunch of great films I carry, I've got Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership's video, Innocence Betrayed, the best Second Amendment video I've ever seen on VHS and DVD. When you buy one copy of it, you get three Grandpa Jack comic books, and they're written for adults and children, but they go over the history of gun control, and I've seen these comic books wake up adults that didn't understand the Second Amendment. So you get three comic books in one of those videos when you get one. You can get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny for $24.95, but when you buy additional copies, it's $5.95, and it was hard to find on the shopping cart for some reason. We've made that easier to find, the specials, on the shopping cart for those that were emailing me going, where is it? It was always there, but it was hard to find for some reason, buried in the shopping cart, a little bit easier to navigate. But just go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart and go to the specials, and you'll find all that. American Dictators, my newest film, almost 2 hours long, $19.95, each additional copy, $5.95. That way you can buy four or five copies and give them as gifts and wake people up. Or just buy one copy and make copies. Whatever. Just get it out to people. That's the goal here. 90% of those that see Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Police State 3 Total Enslavement or Matrix of Evil or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove or America Destroyed by Design, 90% of those that see the films are waking up. That's the numbers we're getting from listeners and people on the streets and write-ups in newspapers. I mean, it's just, it's almost all positive. And God bless you, those of you that have gotten the films and taken action, we couldn't do it without you. But we are having a massive effect. So if you want hard copies of any of these films, operators are there right now. They can answer all your questions. No obligation to buy. Just call and ask about the different specials, different titles. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go back to the calls. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate you. I finally know what I am. I'm a liberal communist, at least now whenever anybody asks me. I can tell them, yeah, Mr. Bush seems to think that I'm a liberal communist, so I guess that's what I am.
But, again, you're a liberal communist because?
Because I seem to think that there's funny business going on in the government. And for some reason, everybody seems to believe that politicians are incapable of doing wrong.
Well, they are. And look, back when I was bashing Bill Clinton for 8 years, I was a hardcore right-winger, probably a secret Nazi. And now I'm an ultra-communist. Of course, I'm just a freedom lover who stands up with the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the Second Amendment and the borders, and I'm against phony wars, but hey, that's communism.
I guess if you're not with the people who are interested in torture, then you're not a good American.
But don't worry, when we get some Democrat in controlling all this, and it's the same exact agenda, suddenly we'll be fascist.
It's one swing or the other. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but Annie had another. They replayed that show they did about the Flight 800. Going down over Long Island Sound. And now I flew on that self-same flight 30 days to the day just before that happened. So you might say I have a personal interest in this. And it's the same thing over and over again. They've got the witnesses there. Yeah, I saw a missile come up from behind one of the houses there on the edge of the beach, and it went up and it hit the plane. Got all these people all saying the same thing. I saw a missile go up from the ground and hit the plane. And at the same time, they keep saying, well, we never did find the
actual
area.
But that's because they're communists. They're evil.
Oh, well.
Listen, Bill Clinton told us, and he doesn't lie. And the FBI doesn't lie. They never have been caught lying. They haven't been caught coast to coast with their crime labs. defrauding people, running scams, framing up, running murder for hire, running prostitution and drugs. It didn't matter that they've been caught hundreds of times. It just doesn't exist. You're evil if you say it. And it doesn't matter if 850-plus witnesses, including hundreds of police officers and over 200 of the 800 witnesses, helicopter pilots and Navy officers, over 60 of them who had been in Vietnam and seen missile trails, doesn't matter if they say they saw two missiles. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No, none of it matters, sir. The government doesn't lie to you. They told you it wasn't a missile. Just shut up.
And that in and of itself, I absolutely cannot tolerate any nonsense like that. It's built into me, I guess, that when I see things like that, I have to speak up. And when I speak up, I'm told I'm crazy, or you're only using half truths, or
well,
well, there's no
listen,
witnesses.
Listen, Andrew, and thanks for the call. Great points. That's happening less and less. Okay. And if you run into people that laugh at you and don't care, now if somebody disagrees with you but is serious and wants to have a real debate, spend hours with them. But somebody that just giggles and has that built-in defense mechanism of nothing's wrong, nothing bad happening to America, ha ha ha, that's laziness. That's intellectual laziness. That's intellectual cowardice. They deep down know the truth, and they just want to try to shirk it off and ignore it and don't want to have any responsibility. So fine, just move on to the next person. But it's the same thing with this election. The government appointed, the military appointed the leaders. No one ran against them. And as I predicted, they had like one or two people after the election. They go, oh, this person secretly ran and they won. And they're an opposition candidate. Ooh, what's going to happen? And it's just a stage deal. Now, there's one or two of those I've seen on the news as they did a few tokens to make you think. And it's admitted. Secret polling places, couldn't know who the candidates were. Almost everybody who was already appointed won. I mean, it's a stage deal. And that's just the way it is. But it's just like TWA Flight 800. Doesn't matter if there's 850-something witnesses. Doesn't matter if they wouldn't let the media see the plane, or wouldn't matter if it had big blast holes in it, and doesn't matter if reporters who snuck in and got pieces of it found explosive residue. None of that matters, sir. Just ignore the state police and the city police and the firemen and the military that was doing maneuvers, the helicopter pilots from just a mile away that saw the missiles. It doesn't matter. When you see, we could all see an airplane in the sky, and we saw the missile right next to us take off and fly up and blow it up. If they say it didn't happen, it didn't happen. After all, a Bush administration official told the New York Times, we make reality. We'll make reality tomorrow, and we'll change it the next week, and we'll change it again. And you'll just sit there and watch us change reality. So you just got to learn how to just suspend disbelief and just believe your government. Okay? Is it Rodney in Mass? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Randy,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when the secret elections will take place in America. Think that'll ever happen?
Well, that's a good point. Since that we're called this is the model of a good election,
under the guise
of secret candidates, why not have it here?
Yeah, it'd be under the guise of national security. I bet you that's the piece they would give.
Well, actually, remember before the election, they said if there's a terror attack, we may just cancel the election altogether?
Uh-huh.
And so they're actually getting us ready for that. And they got Congress 3 weeks ago to pass the Doomsday Bill, where Congress is taken over by a select group if there's an attack. And again, sounds like freedom to me.
I wanted to ask you, I heard that the Patriot Act 2 is being revised. Do you know anything about that?
Well, parts of Patriot Act 2 were passed December 14th, 2003, then parts of it were passed, December 9th of 2004. So they're passing pieces of it. They also passed a national ID card and some other goodies for us.
I have a copy of that legislation. Now, Patriot Act 3, have you ever heard any rumors about that?
Well, I mean, the government has said that there may be another Patriot Act. And really, then there's also Victory Act 1, Victory Act 2. There's lots of different legislation.
Because I have somebody who is trying to get a hold of a copy of Patriot Act 3, who she tells me that it's already set, ready to go.
Well, I mean, Ashcroft, for 6 months after Patriot 2 was officially introduced. We had a copy of it. We had the legislative enrollment slip from the Library of Congress by January 6th, 2003. We had it, and 6 months later, Ashcroft finally said, okay, it exists. But for 6 months, he testified before Congress. It does not exist.
I remember watching that.
People that aid al-Qaeda say it. In fact, I have the clips in my film, Police State 3. He said, if you say it exists, you're aiding al-Qaeda.
Yep.
And you will lose your liberty. It doesn't exist. Only people that want to aid al-Qaeda say it exists.
Right.
By the way, that's a quote.
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
It's all part of freedom, sir. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, it be officially introduced, Patriot 2. Everyone's got copies of it. And, again, later tried to pass it several times, did pass pieces of it, but it doesn't exist. You are actually aiding al-Qaeda if you say it exists. Again, I guess you're aiding al-Qaeda if you see missiles hit TWA Flight 800. If you love freedom, you're aiding al-Qaeda. Who's up next here? Dion and Tejas. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I'm a fellow Austinite who has seen the crux of this wicked Babylonish system. I had a few points. You had requested of your callers earlier to give response to the Iraqi election.
Yes, a caller actually playing ball with me. Wow.
Yeah, I listen. Well, my response, I just have a few points, and I'll let you go on and say what it is that you want to say. First of all, I was disgusted. That's the first thing. It was reminiscent of my response to the inauguration here. I have a few points. One was is that there was no coverage about the various mortar attacks that were done. I was watching C-SPAN yesterday. They had several Iraqi nationals, radio hosts, and people sort of covering the elections yesterday. There was no coverage about the various mortar attacks. That's one. Two, I was utterly disgusted at how they did the same thing, the media that is, did the same thing that they did in the inauguration, which is praise the very, very intense, and vicious martial law that was imposed on the Iraqi people. In order not to get to the polls and or to get to the polls to vote for whoever they had chosen to vote. And three, I was disgusted at the fact that the candidates and the campaigns that they were running were still unannounced by, very well into the day yesterday until, late yesterday I saw they had announced maybe three people who were running,
And now let's make that clear. Since you bring this up, on PrisonPlanet.com, we have Confusion Surrounds Iraq poll turnout. We did just four flashbacks.
Right.
Prime Minister of Terror, who is Alawi? Number two, source, Iraq election, a done deal. Villagers forced to vote for Alawi to keep food rations. Flashback, Iraq election candidates to be kept secret.
Right.
Christian Science Monitor.
Right.
Flashback, non-election in Iraq. Folks.
Right. Hey, Alex, I want to give you an example of just a quick example. Of course, it's to a much milder event of what happens in the neighborhood that I grew up here in Austin. And then I'll get off the phone. You know, what happens a lot of times during election time here down in Texas, and I know for a fact in Austin is, in the neighborhood I grew up in Dove Springs, which is a southern neighborhood here in Austin.
You know, your phone's beeping. Is it running out of power?
Yeah. That's why I'm trying to hurry
up. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah. And the thing about it is what they would do is officials would end up raiding this big, supposedly, you know, head guy of some, you know, some gang organization or whatever they would call it. And mysteriously, oddly enough, you know, 2 to 3 days later, they would release a certain convict from prison who would then come to stay in the neighborhood. This person would be allowed to do whatever it is that they wanted, untouched by the police. And anybody from my neighborhood can tell you this.
How did that supposedly affect the elections?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
We were going to hear it, but the phone ran out of juice. Folks, it's better to call me on a landline. Number one, cell phones or cordless phones, and we'll take calls from cell phones, but cordless phones don't have good audio because it's radio frequency back to the jack. And they don't sound good, number one. Number two, they cut out. They do that. So if you hear your phone about to cut out, go get on a landline. So we were going to get to hear that, but we did not get a chance to. So call back some other time and let us know, sir. Interesting phone call. When we get back, I want to play the 14 indicators of fascism. We're going to get Catherine Albrecht on and continue with your phone calls. And there's so much other news concerning an entire cornucopia of issues. So we'll be back right after this quick break on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and you're listening to the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Network.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, now this is a video piece, but it's the audio from it, and it's the 14 characteristics of fascism. I notice they try to mix in religion to it, and they try to put a few little false left bombs in the middle of it, but I want to come back in the next hour and briefly comment on it and then go to Catherine Albrecht and your calls. But here it is. Stay with us.
The sun on the meadow is summer even. The stag in the forest runs free.
There are 14 defining characteristics
According to a college professor, Dr. Lawrence Britt, who has examined fascist regimes, there are 14 defining characteristics common to each. So you tell me. Powerful and continuing nationalism. Flags are seen everywhere, flag symbols on clothing, public displays. Disdain for the recognition of human rights. People tend to look the other way or even approve of torture, summary executions, assassinations, long incarcerations of prisoners with no charges. Identifying enemies or scapegoats as a unifying cause. Like people are rallied into a unifying patriotic frenzy over the need to eliminate a perceived common threat or foe. Supremacy of the military. Even when there are widespread domestic problems, the military is given a disproportionate amount of government funding. Rampant sexism. Controlled mass media. Obsession with national security. Religion and government are intertwined. Religious rhetoric and terminology is common from government leaders, even when the major tenets of the religion are diametrically opposed to the government's policies or actions. Number 9, corporate power is protected. Number 10, labor power is suppressed. Number 11, disdain for intellectuals and the arts. Free expression in the arts and letters is openly attacked. Number 12, obsession with crime and punishment. Under fascist regimes, the police are given almost limitless power to enforce the laws. Number 13, rampant cronyism and corruption. And number 14, fraudulent elections. Sometimes elections in fascist nations are a complete sham. Fascist nations also typically use their judiciaries to manipulate or control elections. Of the 14 defining characteristics of fascism, Bush's America falls neatly into all 14 categories. Do you disagree?
Now, that's a lot stronger when you see it. It's a lot stronger when you see it with the actual news articles and documents as it's going over them. But again, the Democrats are all voting for this stuff. They all love it. And when you talk about religious groups, it is true with fascism. They come in and pay off and take control of the churches. When you talk about sexism, everybody's being degraded. The family's being broken down. And this supposed liberal atmosphere, you notice how women basically are mimicking prostitutes now in their dress and behavior. But again, the poor liberals think that it's all Bush that's getting them. No, it's the New World Order. And as soon as a Democrat gets in office someday, it's going to be just as bad or worse, and then I'm sure you'll all go back to sleep. And, you know, that's the question. Do you really understand that fascism, communism, socialism, it's all command and control? And there's a few differences how they manage the plantation, but it's the same ends. And so we better get back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights itself, instead of being this fascistic modern society. But what happens in a fascist society is the liberals normally lead into a fascist society. They socialize the wealth. Then the corporations use the government to come and confiscate that communalized wealth. So fascism truly comes out of socialism, my friends. And again, that's because the political terms have been totally scrambled. I mean, look at Russia, where you got six oligarchs running things, or China, where just a few families own and run everything. Communism, fascism, it's all just a way for the elite to dominate the population. All right, we'll be back with the second hour. Catherine Albrecht, your calls, a ton of news, and just so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out.